Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Everywhere else that people are listening. Washington football team has a game in 2 days. There was a game last night. It's week three, dude. Buckle up. It's a measuring stick game is what Ron Rivera will tell you.
Yeah.
Get out your measuring stick. You know you measure with that? How good you are.
I think people
How big you are.
They're now, right around week three, I think I'm starting to see people show. Are they contenders or pretenders? It's not completely there, but you're starting to see the teams that are good start to step up just a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think.
And Carolina is better than I thought.
They can play some D.
Sam Darnold is better than I thought. Their defense is better than I thought. Way better than I thought.
Maybe Adam Gase really is the problem. Because Ryan Tannehill sure looked better once he got to Tennessee.
If a coach is looking at you like this all day, I don't see how you can really concentrate on what you're supposed to be learning.
But you know what I just can't reconcile, Brian?
What's that?
It's Adam Gase that saved Peyton Manning's career.
Man, Adam Gase didn't do nothing but go along for the ride. And that's a lot of coaches have done that. You already have a spectacular player. They get with a coach, and they will already have a spectacular years, and then they have a year with that coach, and people promote that coach as the person. No, some guys are good with or without that coach. And I think Peyton Manning would have been good without Adam Gase.
I think Peyton Manning was good without Adam Gase. Peyton Manning was great every level of his career.
Yeah.
And then somehow Adam Gase is the savior in Denver. Hey, GTFO, get on a penis rocket to the moon with Jeff Bezos.
It's called PR. If you got the right people promoting the right thing at the right time, you can make people believe anything you want.
Hand up for me. I bet on the Texans.
You did.
Didn't go well.
Didn't go well.
That, you know my strategy? Give me the
I think I did too.
A home underdog.
I think I did too. I was betting for Culley.
Well, you bet with your heart because David Culley's your guy.
Yeah, I did.
I tell you what, though. I think the league owes him an apology.
But they play hard for him, though.
Dude, everybody clown the hire. They clown the situation. I think he has proven he probably should have gotten a chance a long time ago, but he is deserving of the opportunity.
Yeah, he's a legitimate coach. You know,
you got a guy with an 8-foot neck rookie quarterback.
I have watched the man. The man knows how to coach. And then, I always say, it doesn't make a difference about your X's and O's. Football is football. Okay, but it comes down to getting people to buy what the hell you're selling. And you can see after when he's talking to David Mills on the sideline, talking to the other guys, he has those guys sold on whatever he's selling. And I think that's more than half the battle right there. Because if I don't believe in the coach what he's selling, I'm not going to pay attention to his scheme. Because if I think you're full of crap as a coach, I'm going to think your scheme is full of crap off the bat. I won't even give it a chance. And most players think that way.
So. 100%. I think guys are into it. I want to get into, listen, it's crunch time. It's go time now. There's no more time for dilly-dallying. No more time for grab-assery.
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 Right there. I like that.
There are a few places that play more grab-assery than this office. Everybody's playing around having fun. Landfill and Cody Betts are both just on their phones right now. So appreciate you, boys. Keep up the hard work.
They're researching.
A lot of research.
I asked them to give me some numbers. They give me some numbers. Some I got some bets to do later on.
Looks like Matt Valdez, Ravens insider, got a serious haircut.
Looked like he's about to go play.
Did you shake your head?
I was about to say he's going to play golf. He has on his Ryder Cup.
He is Ryder Cup
until I got below the waist.
He looks sharp.
He's blue jean now.
I have a hat for you. I'll bring it next week. Also, our clubs have arrived. You can go pick them up anytime you want this weekend, or I can bring them in.
No. I'm going to go get them today.
Okay. I'm going today, too. We can race there.
Because I need them for to I think I'm going to get some people tomorrow. I'm gonna redeem and rob.
If you can go straight there after work, perhaps we could have a cocktail.
Perhaps that's a deal.
Yeah,
I almost said date, but nah, ain't no date with me and you. Nah, deal.
I think we have a date.
We have a deal.
It's a date.
We have a deal.
It's a date.
Deal.
My wife, I left the house this morning. I told you this yesterday. Yesterday I had to pick up my daughter. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
I may have.
You knew what you had to do.
I knew all along I was heading up Mass Ave.
I hope she's not listening right now. To pick up my daughter.
perhaps my wife, knowing me well, called me about 2:40.
Smart woman.
And just reminding you, you got to pick up Shelby. Of course I do. Of course I remember that. Of course I didn't have to make an illegal left turn on Florida Avenue. I went and bought some new dress shirts yesterday, B. I have a dilemma. I have a very big dilemma.
What's the dilemma?
I am not a slim fit man.
You didn't know that by looking at yourself?
I know that.
Okay.
But I'm also not a classic fit man.
You're like in between.
Yeah, but they don't make an in between.
They do.
Where? Well, I'm getting tailored shirts,
this is the problem.
Which are pricey.
No, this is the problem. You're slim fit, but you're probably trying to get too small of a shirt.
Maybe.
Yeah. See, you're probably, let me see your neck again. Probably what you got, 17?
16 and a half.
16 yeah. and a half. But you're trying to buy a 16 shirt.
No, I get 16. So I buy 16 and a half, 34.
So buy the 17, 34. It's going to not be as tight on your neck.
Slim?
Yeah, but it'll fit the rest of your body.
I tell you what, I
wear 17, 34, 35.
Okay.
Okay? So you just built a little oddly shaped than I am.
I am kind of oddly shaped, I'll be honest.
You'll do the 17, 34. Don't get the 16 and a half. Get the 17, 34.
You know what?
And I buy 17. I used to have 17 and a half, but I don't do no neck workouts no more. But now I wear the 17, 34, 35, slim.
Okay.
And those normally fit more like a custom fitted shirt.
Okay. I will try that because I bought 5 new shirts yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a moron because I only tried on the slim, and the slim didn't fit. So I was like, all right, give me the classic. Let's get these 5. Let's GTFO. Get me on a penis rocket out of here. And bought them all. Finally got home later, tried them on. Looked like I'm wearing a circus tent.
Take them back.
I that's the plan.
Yeah.
But I was going to do that immediately following work. But now that you and I have a date to go get a cocktail, I think I'll do that next week.
Yeah.
So it is a date.
It's not a date. It's a deal.
Cody, what's it sound like to you?
Deal.
Kind of sounds like a date.
It's a deal, Cody.
Who's paying?
Who's paying? I pay for my own drink.
Nah, I'll pay.
No. I pay for my own drink.
I got this one.
Oh, it's at your country club, so I can't pay. So it's still not a date.
it's kind of a date.
It's the rules.
It's kind of
it's
a
the
date.
Rules. So, actually, I'll just pick my clubs up and go back to my house.
I'm going to tell you some information, and you tell me your level of alarm.
Okay.
Taylor Heineke's first ever road start, scale of 1 to 10.
What do you mean?
Are you alarmed?
I'm not alarmed.
It's a 0.5 out of 10 for
I know his history, okay? So I know he hadn't started on the road, but I'm saying the thing about, and I said this yesterday, I think, talking, I forgot who I was talking to on the phone, but Taylor is not scared. And I think that's more than half the battle is also. Whether he performs at the level that his confidence is, I don't know. I don't know if he can consistently do it, but I'll tell you one damn thing. He's not going to go out there caring about who's in the stands. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
A lot of people, when they get ready to play a game, they're like, yeah, man, it's going to be 75,000 people. Oh, we're on the road. I've heard him say nothing that makes me think he's concerned about any damn thing that's happening off the field. All he's concerned about making sure he has the right stuff going on the field.
That kid is the football equivalent of coming from nothing. He was not drafted. He's been on nothing but practice squads. He's never gotten this opportunity. I don't think he would care if he was playing in the Roman Coliseum against Lions and Tigers. He's focused on himself. He's going to control what he can control. Mm-hmm. And I'm a 0.5 out of 10 on Taylor Heinicke making his first road start.
Okay.
Bills Mafia is going to be jumping through tables. It's going to be wild. That's great. He'll be ready for that. Hey. Now, is he ready for the Bills defense? Is he ready for Ed Oliver and Greg Rousseau? Those are different situations.
Uh-huh. Totally.
All right. I got another one for you.
All right.
Matt Ioannidis, Washington football team defensive tackle, officially listed as questionable for Sunday's game, dealing with the knee injury. What's your level of alarm on that, Jack?
My level of alarm would be out the roof if I hadn't seen them with, and they've praised the D-line rotation. And Matt, yes, I wish he was there, but ultimately you would think that Tim Settle can still get it done. They got John, who just got paid massively, DeRon, who I think is as good as any, and then you know, all the other backups inside. I think they'll be okay. You know, I just feel this. Let's not rotate just to be rotating. Let's let guys play, because what I've learned is when people are having a high level of success, they don't get as tired. And if I'm playing great and I have to come out because our natural rotation is come out at 2, come out at 3, that screws up my play, my momentum, the way I'm playing. So if a guy is balling and you have this, oh, we rotate every so, and he looks at the sideline and say, hell no, let him stay out there. Because I feel John and Duran should be able to play a little bit more than what they play. I feel the other guys on the end, Montez and Chase, should be able to play more than they play. You know, that's why you call them stars. Stars don't play.
Them.
They don't, and you pay them like that. They don't play the same amount of time as everybody else. Because I think what we've gotten caught up in, we got a lot of coaches and we got a lot of people now who are going to tell people, hey, you know, we're doing it for your safety and this, that, and the other. If these guys were able to play 14, 15 consecutive plays back in the day, the guys today that we claim are bigger, stronger, faster, in better shape and all this stuff, they should be able to play 14, 15 plays in the world.
Bills running backs last week went for a 110. Mm-hmm. That's between Devin Singletary and Zach Moss.
Okay.
The Washington football team through two games is averaging. Washington football team through two games is 23rd in the NFL in rush defense.
Mm-hmm.
What's your level of concern about the Bills' ability to run the ball? Now, consider the Giants last week went for a 163 on the ground, but half of that was Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and that's what concerns me right here, because I think that the fact that Daniel Jones had such a great game, that's where my level of concern goes up. Because, okay, I'm going to use a golf analogy, not like using those. If you hit a ball left, we normally make a correction. What do we normally do on that next hit?
We hit it
way right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're speaking my language now.
So the fact that Daniel Jones had a field day, what's our correction? Let's make sure the guy who we think is a better athlete in Allen don't have a field day. So what do people do? They focus on Allen so much that they leave a little space for the running back. See what I'm saying? So that's where I'm a little concerned, because I think because he has such a big day, we're going to overcorrect. And then we'll have problems with Singleton. That's his name, Singleton? Singletary, whatever his name is?
Yep.
And Singletary. The other kid, Moss, of those guys having a bigger day than they probably should. And if I'm Buffalo, I'm starting the first damn playoff with a read option.
Come right at him.
Yeah, come right at him. And I might just have a read option where, you know what, it's a pass off of it. Bam.
There's a very useful exercise I like to determine in trying to assess matchups. And interestingly, I go all the way back to when Cam Newton was at Auburn, when I was trying to figure out if Auburn could really win that national title. If you remember, Nick Fairley was their D lineman, but they didn't have a ton of pros on that team. They had Cam, who was just so much better than everybody. And I would go through their season. I'd be like, damn, who's the best player on the field? Who's the best player on the field?
Cam.
And if you can identify the best player on the field on offense and on defense, A lot of times that can help you determine who's going to win the game. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go through that for this Washington matchup. I'd like to go through that in all four phases, both teams' offenses, both teams' defenses. Mm-hmm. Before we do that, however, I think somebody wants to take you on a date, B. Mitch. Hello, me. You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
How's it going? I did not say I want to take him on a date. I want to chime in, actually. B. Mitch, I'm sorry, man. It sounds like a date. Okay.
I don't think it's a date. I think a date is when you're trying to go somewhere and you're trying to accomplish something at the end of the we're not trying to accomplish anything.
That is true.
Only thing I'm trying to accomplish is getting my damn golf clubs. Okay?
Thank you for the call.
If it has to be a date for me to get my golf club, then date it is then.
Thank you for the call.
And you know what? He's going to find out that I'm not a damn cheap date.
I do want to be clear.
My first drink is going to be Louis the 13th.
I want to be crystal clear that I am hoping to accomplish nothing here.
Okay, but my first drink is it's a date. First drink, Louis.
They're all out.
Now, what happens? You ever notice you take someone on a date?
We can only go to the Stop and Go where they have cans of beer.
Let's go back in the day a little bit. You take somebody on a date, they order steak and this, that, and the other, and then all they eat is the salad. Am I right? So, let's get it straight, brother. This is a date. I'm getting Louis. I want the tomahawk, and I want surf and turf. Fly in the biggest lobster, 6 ounces.
In the immortal words of Phyllis Vance from The Office, you have to order the most expensive thing on your first date, but then you also have to put out. Those are the rules from Phyllis Vance.
I'm going to get the most expensive thing, and then I'm going to put your lights out.
Coming up next, we're going to examine who is the best player on the field.
JP's taking me on a date, peeps. Remember, Louis the 13th. Hell with that. I'm going Pappy Van Winkle.
Coming up next, we're going to examine when Washington's offense is on the field and Buffalo's defense is on the field,
who is
the best player? When Washington's defense is on the field and Buffalo's offense is on the field, who is the best player on the field? Don't go anywhere. All football, all day. Barry Svrluga joins us at 11:30. John Allen joins us at 12:30. And at 1 o'clock, it is time to ask B. Mitch anything.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Time to break down this Washington football team contest against the Buffalo Bills. Ron Rivera calls it a measuring stick game. Wants to see what his guys have against one of the better teams in the AFC. They haven't looked that great so far this year, but I would not count out the Bills. They have a lot of talent, and it's a useful exercise to break down where that talent is. So we're going to look specifically when the Washington offense is on the field. Who's the best player when Washington is matched up against Buffalo? For me, this one isn't that hard, B. Mitch. And I recognize that Tre'Davious White is one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. But I believe it's Terry McLaurin is the best player on the field when the Washington offense is out there against the Bills defense.
I would agree with you. I think Tre'Davious is very good. I think Terry has shown that he's way better than many people give him credit for, because he gets a lot of credit. I still think he's better than what they give him credit for, because I think people give him credit as a third rounder instead of giving him credit for what he's done. So I would go with Terry there.
It's similar to what Scott Turner said about Taylor Heineke the other day, that people have these perceptions and it's really hard to shake them. So Terry gets the perception of the third rounder, even when he's out producing.
It's going to be real hard for a guy that wasn't drafted to shake it, though.
Totally.
And one game, as much as Scott said, one game, two games, three games won't get it done. It's going to have to take a little longer.
Absolutely. Yeah. But for Terry, he's been doing it now for 2 years. And I think it'll change. I believe McLaurin will get a major contract in March or April of next year. Mm-hmm. And maybe when he gets that, the bag, that'll kind of change the conversation surrounding him.
It follows you the whole time. I don't care how good you get, it still follows you, because that's the people that didn't draft you and pass by you that's trying to justify.
Totally.
It's more the football people that keep that going than anybody else, to be honest with you.
Because it's all a great facade of self-preservation.
There you go.
Let's dig a little deeper. When the Washington offense is on the field, where do you have blue chip players? I think you've got one in Terry. I think you've got one in Brandon Scherff. And then I think
Brandon Scherff gets a lot of it because he was a first round pick. What he's done thus far all the time in those two games hadn't been all blue
chip
to me.
Not out to the hottest start. Yeah, I'm with you there.
Ain't blue chip to me.
But last year he was great. He was really, really good last year. And then I think you have a plus matchup with Antonio Gibson on the field. I think you have a plus matchup with Logan Thomas on the field. Sound about right?
I'm going to say,
because then I'll give you the Bills defense.
I'll give you a slight lean on Logan, but I don't know. When I'm looking at Antonio, when I look at the run defense, how they've been thus far with Buffalo, I don't know.
So let's talk about this Buffalo defense.
Okay.
Because the Bills have been, defensively last week, they shut out the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this. When was the last time the Washington football team had a shutout?
19-something.
You had a mustache and hadn't won a Super Bowl ring yet. So it's been a long, long time. Right now, the Bills' defense is ranked second in the league in yards allowed, second in the league in points allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So start looking at this Bills' defense. You got some good pass rushers, good young pass rushers. Ed Oliver, Jerry Hughes, Star Latulele is a space eater in the middle. They got the rookie from Miami.
Ed Oliver, many people thought he could be the mini Aaron Donald.
I mean, when he his college statistics
Houston?
Were crazy at Houston. They have a rookie first rounder, this kid Greg Russo out of Miami, who opted out last year with COVID concerns. He is a serious athletic freak coming off the edges. I have tremendous concerns about Washington's tackles. And honestly, I think I'm more concerned about Leno than I am about Cosmi.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmi's a rookie and learning, and you can kind of understand some of those issues.
Yeah.
Leno's a veteran. It's not a learning curve situation.
But as many people have said, and I know we drafted him and we felt he has been in the league, he has experience, but what I've heard a lot of people say, great tackles are not let go.
Right.
So,
then you get to the linebackers. This kid, Tremaine Edmonds, Virginia Tech grad.
Mm-hmm.
Just a stud.
Didn't y'all do a special on him?
What AJ did. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Just a stud athlete. I believe he and his two brothers, all three of them, are in the NFL, which is
like that Fuller family.
Exactly. Tre'Davious White is a star corner. I mean, Terry McLaurin identified him a few weeks ago. McLaurin was asked who are some of the best corners in the NFL, and he's like, man, Tre'Davious White is a baller. So they have serious talent on this defense. Matt Milano is just a playmaking linebacker. Micah Hyde has played really good safety for them. I liked Hyde back when he was on the Packers. When he's healthy, he's a really good player. So, I mean, you start looking at, consider like a wins above replacement type stat, right? Mm-hmm. How many guys on this Bills defense give you value over their replacement? And I got plus grades certainly on Edmonds, White, Hyde, and then I like Milano, I like Oliver, I like Rousseau, I like Latulale. You start counting that up.
It seemed like more people on the Buffalo defense than Washington's offense.
Maybe not at the top, because I think Terry is, when all 22 of these dudes are out there, I think Terry McLaurin's the best player. But if you're asking me the top 10 players of those 22,
you probably have 3 to 4 in Washington and 6 of them.
I think 6 or 7 are wearing blue.
There you go.
So now let's reverse this exercise and let's consider when the Washington defense is on the field and the Bills offense is on the field. Who's the best player when those 22 men are on the field between the Washington defense and the Bills offense?
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. To me, I like Josh Allen a lot, but I think
Stephon Diggs makes Josh Allen's job a lot easier.
Totally. Diggs has done it with Kirk. Diggs has done it with Josh. Mm-hmm. Josh has kind of only done it the 1 year he had Diggs. I think Diggs might be the best route runner in the – I mean, he is damn good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when the Bills' offense is on the field, the best player on the field is Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your second best player on the field? Because I still think he's wearing blue.
I'd probably go to Allen then.
I would too. So now you got – your best two on the field are wearing blue, and Diggs and Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Who's number three?
I go to Chase.
Okay. I think you go Chase or Montez, whichever way you want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I think you go Chase or Montez, and then you start wondering, where does Emmanuel Sanders come in?
Well, to be honest with you, Emmanuel Sanders hadn't had that game yet.
He has in his career.
In his career,
yeah. But not this year.
But the guy that's normally consistent as hell, Cole Beasley.
Say whatever you want about his off-field beliefs.
Yeah, but on the field, that dude works the hell out of that slot position.
Hell yeah. And has done it for a while.
And if there's not a person on this team that can – who's our consistent slot player?
Humphries is a pretty good slot player, but he's not as good as Beasley. Oh, defending it.
Defending. Right now, we're talking about the Bills' offense and our defense.
So here's my concern. Somebody's going to eat, right? I mean, we've seen this Washington secondary give up big plays. Ideally, you put Kendall Fuller in the slot because Fuller in the slot is an elite defender.
Mm-hmm.
But that means you got Benjamin St. Juice on the outside, one side or the other. He's had a tough start to the season.
Didn't Norris tell us the other day that Emmanuel Sanders is like just basically prime for that big game?
So let's assume you want to try to put William Jackson on Steph Diggs as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Manny Sanders and Benjamin St. Juice, a veteran, a guy that has won a Super Bowl, been to 2 Pro Bowls, a guy that's been in the league 11 years and knows how to turn corners' hips.
Oh, yeah.
Against a rookie.
He's very good at that.
And maybe you can help the rookie. Maybe you're probably going to play – with Ioannidis out, I'm not sure how much they'll roll this out, but they could probably put Settle in there. I bet they'll do that 5-1-5 a lot, where they just have the one linebacker out there, 5 DBs.
He's averaging 16.7 per reception.
Manny?
Mm-hmm. Emmanuel.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I worry about that matchup. And if you're going ten deep on when the Bills have the ball, I think that's a pretty even split when you go 10 deep, because I think Washington, I would have Young, Sweat, Allen,
and also
probably Cam Curl. But
this is
I worry about Landon Collins
this
a little
is,
bit
this
here.
Is where I start to wonder. We can say Allen, but we'll never say the offensive line, anybody from the offensive line, but the Bills' offensive line is good. And we would never say
Feliciano's a good player.
We would never say an offensive lineman, because where's the stats that really tells us anything about an offensive lineman? So you wonder, does any of those offensive linemen, are they good enough to go one-on-one with the D-tackles? And if they can go one-on-one with any of our defensive tackles and allow other guys to chip and do different things, you can say that one of those offensive linemen are basically can nullify one of the D-linemen. Interior, I'm saying.
I got one stat that is alarming.
Bring it.
For this game. I got one stat that Buffalo's offense isn't even really hitting yet, and they're doing one thing very well. That if I had to guess, Jack Del Rio and Ron Rivera have noticed and are not excited about. We're going to get into that next when we return on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron Rivera calls it a measuring stick game. Here's a stat that's terrifying. You ready, B?
Before we go to the stat, we all don't like. I heard Torrey said this yesterday, and I agree with him. Like, whether you say it or not, you know it's a measuring stick game. But when you say it, you bring even more attention to it. If you get blown out, then the narrative changes.
Then where's your stick?
Yeah, and then if you win, I think the narrative goes the other way. I mean, when you say it now, don't lose. And don't lose by a lot of points, because that would be horrible.
It's well documented how bad the Washington football team has been defensively at stopping third downs, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They rank 30th in the NFL. There's only 32 teams. 30th in the NFL, giving up 58% of third downs. You're supposed to get off the field. They are staying on the field. Hmm. The Bills' offense hasn't really started to click yet. They're not churning out the yardage. Offensively, the Bills' offense ranks 20th in the NFL yards gained.
Hmm. But what are they doing third down?
What are they really good at? I'll tell you, Brian. They are really good at converting third downs.
What's the percentage we give up?
We give up 58%.
And
that ranks 30th in the NFL.
Okay.
They're converting almost 50%, 48%.
Where does that rank?
Fifth in the NFL. Mm. Could that be a recipe for some really long
drives? It could
drives?
Be. But I think that is something that we must fix. I look, when we talk about this football team, I think whether offense or defense, I focus on third down. Third down is as important as anything else in the game. And how you help third down? On offense, get some yards on first down. On defense, stop them on first down.
One dude that could help a lot to change this narrative, Washington defensive tackle Jonathan Allen. We got to speak to him this week.
Always a pleasure to get to sit down and talk to Washington football team defensive tackle Mr. Jonathan Allen. We've done a lot of these interviews. You're always gracious with your time. You are starting the season on fire, personally. We're going to talk about the team and everything else. How do you feel like the first two games have gone?
I think I've had a lot of personal success. To be honest with you, I've already received my contract. I want to win football games. And I feel like the first game we let slip through our hands, and the second game we are lucky to get away with it. So, you know, we're 1-1 going into Buffalo this weekend, and defensively, we have to be better. But, you know, thanks to my teammates, I've been able to make some plays to help this team win, and ultimately, that's what I care about right now.
you are firing off the ball. Are you? Did you do something different this offseason? Are you in, like, just tremendous shape? Are you healthy? What is going on with you, particularly at the point of attack?
I think for me the biggest thing is not having this contract thing hanging over my head. I feel like last year with the new scheme, new coaches, I mean, there was just a lot of things that mentally I feel like were weighing me down. I feel like this year, that's out of the way. I can 100% focus on football. And I feel like as a defensive lineman, confidence and mental clarity and just having the mental fortitude to just focus 100% on your tasks is a big key as to why players play great or they don't play great. And I feel like this year, mentally, I'm just a lot more sharper, stronger, and just reacting quicker.
So then defensively as a whole, we'll zoom out from your play to the group's play. And I don't think it's a surprise. I mean, Ron Rivera is disappointed. I imagine you're disappointed. How do you guys get things right for Buffalo and beyond?
I think the thing to remember is we're in the NFL. And as much potential as everybody else put on us, there's a certain level of standard that we have inside this locker room, and we haven't lived up to it. And I think it's easy to point the finger, blame. We could blame whoever you want, but at the end of the day, we have to execute. And it's the NFL. Guys are going to make plays. I think we just got to refocus in, focus on what we got to do. We got to block out all the exterior noises. At first, everyone thought we were great. Now they're all saying we suck. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It doesn't matter. It's about what we do on the field. And we just have to lock in and focus, do the little things right, execute the game plan, and we'll be fine.
Like you said, you guys maybe let one slip away week one, and then week two was just a wild finish there. Daniel Jones had a lot of success on the ground. Josh Allen can move also. Is that something that you guys are trying to address this week, is the threat of the quarterback run?
I mean, I think you're always looking at the threat of the quarterback run. In today's football, quarterbacks are becoming more and more athletic, and more offensive coordinators and teams are putting their quarterback in position to run the football. So we just have to be better all around, stopping the run, stopping the quarterback run, stopping explosive plays. There's a lot of work we have to do, but at the end of the day, we're not gonna jump off the ship. We understand that it's the progress, it's growing pains. We went through the same thing last year. We started off slow, and week by week, we got better and better. So, I mean, all we can focus on is what we got to do right now, this week. We had a good practice today, and we're excited about this weekend.
Talking about being excited for this weekend, I overheard some of the crowd noise that sounded like it was getting pumped in here for practice. I know you saw some good-sized crowds for a COVID year last year, traveling down to the Cowboys and stuff, but this is going to be kind of back to how it used to be in Buffalo. You're going to have 70,000 Bills Mafia jumping through tables, lighting themselves on fire, coming into a stadium ready to go nuts. How ready are you for that? How excited are you for that?
We're always excited about the opportunity to play football. It's a blessing. I think the crowd is going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. But once you step on the football field, it doesn't really matter. We got to focus on what we got to do. We got to execute. And the team that executes the best is going to win this football game.
For a defensive guy, is the best feeling in the world when you're on the road a quiet stadium?
100%. Anytime you can go into someone else's house, have success, come out with a win, it's always a good day.
I don't know. I know that players kind of just go 1 week at a time, right? Like, you don't know who you're playing in week six. That's my job. That's not your job. Your job's to focus on the Bills. But you guys just had a division opponent in the Giants. You don't play another division opponent till Christmas time. Is that weird? Does that stand out to you?
Yeah, no, it's definitely weird. When I first found out, I thought that was odd. But, I mean, like you said, I didn't find out who we were playing this week until after the game, just because I'm so locked in on what we got to do. I couldn't tell you who we have next week. So at the end of the day, if we take care of business now, that's going to help us later on down the road. So if you take it 1 week at a time, there is no idea what's December going to be like for either teams. So you just got to focus on what we got to do right now. And right now, that's Buffalo.
For you, a DMV guy, a guy that's from here, that's put effort back into the community, working with foster kids and all sorts of different community outreach stuff. Now that you said the contract's settled, like, you know you're here for a while, how good do you feel to get to do this in your hometown?
It feels great. I mean, the only thing I want to do is help this community and also win football games for Redskins Nation or Washington Football Team Nation. So this is my home. This is where I went to high school at. I love this area. I love this fan base. I love this community.
It's going to be easier when there's a name and you don't have to say Washington Football Team,
I know,
all the
right?
time. For me, too. Every Imagine time. Trying to write that every day. John, I know you're busy. I know how laser focused you get and that giving me the time isn't the easiest for you. I appreciate it. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was John Allen. When we return on the program, let's look at what Vegas thinks of the Washington-Buffalo matchup, and specifically, let's dive through the player rushing, receiving, passing totals next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.